Praise God. It's called Sunandaya. That'd be worth having a look at. Praise God. We'll be in John chapter 1 at the beginning, and then we'll be going on to Luke 15 a little bit later on. Praise God. Young people, God the Father loves you. Is it good to be loved? It's good to be loved. You young people, you're totally loved by God the Father. He really loves you. And he loves you so much that he wants you to stay close to him because he's got the very best for your life. Is that good? So it's worth staying close, essential to stay close to Heavenly Father. Amen. Well, God wants you and me to live as his son, close to him, so that you can enjoy all that the Father is and has. That's the reason he wants you close, because he wants you to be able to enjoy everything of who he is and everything of what he has. Will that be good? So John 1 and verse 12, as many as received him, that's Christ. Anyone here received Christ? Praise God. As to as many as received him, to them he gave the right, the privilege to become children of God to those who believe in his name. When you receive Christ Jesus, you receive God's Son, and you become a son along with Jesus. Praise God. I mean, is it good to be a son along with Jesus together with Heavenly Father? Boy, this is a privileged position we're talking about here. Amen. So God becomes your father, and you become his child, his son. Is it great? Now, the scripture says, if we go on to verse 13, it says, you were born of God. You were born of God. You didn't have anything to do with your birth. You had nothing to do with your natural birth. Did you choose where you'd be born? Who'd be your parents? Well, it's the very same. It's we are born of God. Scripture says he chose us. We didn't choose him. And so we're born of him. We're born of God. We're truly his sons if we've received Jesus. No, we're truly his sons. Truly his sons, if you have received Jesus. Verse 13, when you look into some of the phrases, it says, you were born of God, not of blood. That means not from this earth. You weren't born from this earth. You were born from above, your second birth. You were born from heaven. Not of the will of flesh, that's our efforts. Nobody's efforts can achieve this. This is gift. This is total gift to be adopted. You receive Christ and you become adopted into his family. You become his son. Nor of the will of man. So not by your will, not by your decision, but born of God. He gave you the birth. He gave you new birth, and you now are his son, belonging to him. Belonging to him. He now takes responsibility to care for you and to love you because he is your father. You're born of him. Does it sound good? And you belong, you're his son and you belong to him, and you are an heir with God the Father. Is that usual that a son, a child, receives an inheritance from their parents? Well, you're an heir with God. We're going to explore it a bit here this morning. God really is your father. You really are his son. God really is your father. You really are his son. You see, what we were hearing at the beginning of the meeting is you have to meditate on these things. Because otherwise, by the time you're down eating the bun, totally forgotten. Totally forgotten. All you can think of is the bun. No, you have to lay hold on this. You have to let this go over and over in your thinking. You go to sleep at night, thank you, Father, I'm your son. You wake up in the morning, glorious Father, I'm your son. I'm under your care. It starts to become real to you. Remember we were saying God's plan is that it comes off the page into your total life. And it's totally and utterly real to you. Along with Heavenly Father, I receive everything He is, and I receive everything He has in His household. I can share everything that He is. I can share everything that He has, because He's my Father and I'm His Son. Galatians 3:26 says, you are all sons of God. Those who have been born again, we're talking about. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And Galatians 4 and verse 6, because you are sons, I'm not trying to be a son. No, I am a son. I've been born of God. I'm truly His son. He's truly my Father. God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Praise God. You see, Jesus is so delighted with Heavenly Father because He has been with Him eternally. And so Jesus in you cries out, Abba, my Father. Now, when you're thinking, in Old Testament times, before Jesus came, they wouldn't even mention the full name of God. Now Jesus is saying, because you are sons, Papa, my Father. It's a total revolution that Jesus brought. He's made the way to the Father. Is it wonderful? Now, I've come into, born of God, I've come into the most intimate, tender, close, affectionate relationship with Abba, my Father. I've come into the warmest, closest, most affectionate, most lovely relationship that I'm ever going to be in when I'm close to my Heavenly Father. Jesus said, the Father Himself loves you because you've loved me. You start loving Jesus, and boy, you've got all the love of the Father poured on you. Poured on you because you've received Jesus. Is it wonderful? He and the Father are one. Galatians 4:7, therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Praise God. Therefore, you are no longer a slave. See, some people, they mistakenly, their relationship is slave-servant begging from God to try and get from Him, whereas we're sons with Him. Privileged position, totally privileged position. Sons. Everything that the Father has, everything that He is, all to share with us, because we're His family. Is it wonderful? Praise God. As sons, we grow up to be like our Father. We grow up to be chips off the old block. Chips off the Ancient of Days. Is that right? Praise God. His qualities start to be seen through you. His love, His confidence, His peace, His joy. Praise God. See, if you have a powerful, influential, immensely wealthy father, you're in a very different place. You're in a very different place. I mean, we are the sons of the most powerful father in the whole universe. Wow. It's a great position. Praise God. So we inherit from him. We're heirs with him. So we inherit his love. We inherit his joy. Praise God. There's much joy in the meeting here this morning. It's lovely. We inherit his joy. We inherit his peace. We inherit his strength. We inherit everything from him. We're co-heirs with Christ to receive everything from Heavenly Father. It's all freely given. I mean, what does God own? He owns the lot. He owns the lot. Everything in the whole universe, everything on heaven, everything on earth, everything in the whole universe. He owns it all. That's who your father is. That's who my father is. He owns the lot. Praise God. He owns all the people on the earth. They're not all his children. He owns them all. They're all his. All under his supervision. Praise God. He can move any person on the earth to do anything at any time. Is that good? Praise his holy name. Absolutely wonderful. So everything is freely given to us by God the Father, that we might live in all his glory with him. He freely gives everything. You're a son, and everything is freely given to you as a son. Everything. The scripture says, Romans 8, having not withheld his own dear son, will he not also along with him freely give you all good things? All good things. Wonderful. It was lovely in the singing today because we were celebrating all the goodness and all the blessings and all the favor. And Father is delighted when we trust him. When we see him and when we trust him, he's absolutely delighted. So John 8 and verse 35 says, a son abides in the Father's house forever. Praise God. Oh, no. You're right into his household, safe and secure forever through Jesus. Has he raised us all up together? Where has he made us sit down? In heavenly places, right there beside Heavenly Father. That's where you and I are. And we're seated there permanently. We may stay there permanently in his household. Total security. Total rest. Total security. Amen. Praise God. He's seated us beside him forever so that he can have us live in all his blessings and tender love. Was that what the prophetic words were today? I want all my blessings. All my blessings to be yours because you're my son. And because you're a co-heir with Christ to enjoy everything that Christ Jesus enjoys. Amen. Now the question is, will I remain close to him? It's all freely given. Everything is there. Your position as son is paid for by the precious blood of Jesus. So the question is, will I remain close to him? Will I see it as tremendously advantageous for my life to stay close to him? Praise God. Wonderful. Well, we're going to turn to Luke 15 because we're going to look at a parable here that Jesus will help us with to understand this wonderful, wonderful position as sons of our Heavenly Father. This is wonderful. And so the Lord gives us some wonderful insights into our position as the Father's Son through this parable. So Luke 15 and verse 11, a certain man had two sons. All that the father had was theirs. Is that right, the two sons? Everything of the father had in this parable, it was all theirs. The father's affectionate love, his joy, his security, his wisdom, his vast wealth in this parable. The two sons had it all. Everything was there. They lived as sons in the house. They could enjoy everything the father had, they could enjoy as well. And so it's wonderful, their position there. Their life with father ensured everything they needed emotionally, materially, any possible way. Everything was theirs. I mean, this is a wonderful picture, you see, of us with Heavenly Father. When I was thinking about this, I realized Jesus said, when Jesus was teaching this parable, he said, the words aren't mine. He said, it's the Father in me. The words are my Father's. So Father is speaking out this parable, and he's put things in here, the Father has, for our strengthening and our encouragement to see what life with him is really like. Amen. Now, verse 12, the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. Now, here's a mistake, very serious mistake coming up here in verse 13. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country. Wow, is that a big mistake? Is that a huge mistake? No, you don't think it's a mistake? Huge mistake! Moved to a far country, moved far distance away from the father that had everything and gave him everything. So he journeyed to a far country, and there he wasted his possessions with wasteful living. Far country, far away from father. With his father, he prospered in every way. Far from his father's wisdom, he loses everything. Everything. See, it all depends on where we live, whether we stay close or whether we wander off. Verse 14, when he had spent all, dear, the whole lot gone. The whole lot gone. When he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. It was totally unnecessary for the son to be in want. Completely unnecessary for him to be in want of any kind. Near to the father, there was no want. Away from the father, famine and want. Can you see it? You see, the Lord God, my Father, is my shepherd. I shall not want. Stick close to him. No want, no shortage. Amen? So we see the parable here painting a picture to us. Now, when the son in the parable was about his father's business and all his goods were under the father's wisdom, he was blessed with everything that the father had. Is that right? When he was with the father, under the father's wisdom, about his father's business, everything was blessed, everything that the father had was his. Now, Jesus taught exactly this same principle, because he said, seek first the father's kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the Father's kingdom and his right way of doing things. And all these things, food, shelter, provision of every kind, will be added to you by Heavenly Father. Can you see that Jesus is bringing out the same principle here? He says, no, no, you stay close to Heavenly Father. You stay close to all what his kingdom says and instructs in wisdom. And so then you're going to stay in the blessing that God wants you in. Now, the lost son is in dire trouble. And he goes to totally the wrong place for the help. This is a real mess here, isn't it? He goes to totally the wrong place for the help. He goes to somebody that's in famine for the help. Is that a good picture of not going to the world for the help? Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. So he goes off to some bloke, citizen of that far country, who's in famine and total want, and he sent him into his fields to feed his pigs. He would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything. Away from his father, pigs were better treated than he was. Pigs had a better lifestyle than the son had away from the father. You see, one title for this message is Pigsty or Palace. Pigsty or Palace. You see, here's what I'm praying for people at the moment. People that have wandered off, I say, Father, show them the pigsty quickly so that they can come to their senses and come back. Is that a good way to pray? Is that a merciful way to pray? We don't want years and years, Father, of them in the pigsty. Show them that they're in the pigsty. And so away from his father, this is the menu away from father. Making the wrong decisions, ending up a fool, in severe famine and want, a cruel employer who doesn't care for you, and no favor from anyone. I don't like anything on that list. No, nothing on that list appeals to me. But that's the result of far from Father. The further you go from Heavenly Father, the more you move into all this. Want, shortage, making all the wrong decisions. So Galatians 3:26 says, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. If a son, then an heir of God. Later on in the parable, the father in the parable, he says, son, you're always with me, and all that I have is yours. See, this is the whole way the father thinks. Is it lovely? Son, you are with me. If you're born again, you are a son of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all that the Father has is yours. As you and I remain in the house and stay there. Now, the son in the parable came to his senses. Whew. Some of the time we've got to come to our senses. Because we're in a right mess, and we're not thinking Jesus, and we're not thinking the Father, and we're not thinking that we're sons of God, and so we're left in the mess. But as soon as we see the son repented, what does that mean? He changed his thinking. That's what it means. He opened his eyes to see the truth of the situation. So verse 17, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish in hunger? He said, when I think about it, he said, even the servants in the house have got overflow blessing, more than they need to eat. Verse 18, I will arise and go to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. And verse 20, he arose and he came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Praise God. As soon as you come to your senses, we've all had to do this at different times. It's not just me. Come to our senses and say, Father, this is all pigsty that I'm in right now, and I'm moving right out by your grace. I'm coming back to you. As soon as you make the decision, as soon as you turn, Father runs. No, much, much greater energy in Father coming to you than you turning to go back to him. When the Father comes and meets the son, there's no mention of any wrongdoing he's done. He never mentions anything about it, the father. Is this a picture of Heavenly Father? Because, see, he had repented. He turned. He said, I'm a fool living in all this when I could be in all that the Father has got for me. And so look at the affection. The father saw him, had compassion. He ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. Heavenly Father loves his sons. No, he loves you and me, his sons, even when we blow it. You cannot switch off his love for you. You cannot switch off his fatherly care for you. No matter how far a country you head off into and how stupid a decision you make, you cannot get away from his fatherly love and care for you. And he's ever ready with open arms to bring no accusation to you, no pointing finger, no reminding you of all the mistakes you've made, but to receive you straight back. Thank you, Lord. He runs because he's so delighted to have us back where he can share everything that he's got with us. That's why he's so delighted. Praise God. You are his son and heir, and he wants you and me close. Now the son said, I've sinned, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. And Father stopped that flow straight away. Oh no, he immediately stopped that flow of thinking, of saying, I'm not your son anymore. You see, once you're a son, once you're born of God, you can never not be a son. You could spend your whole lifetime in the pigsty. You're still the son. Still the son. This is what's so wonderful. Because we've been born from above. It's not our decision. It's not what we've done. It's what he's done. By his grace, by his mercy, by his kindness. I've sinned, he said, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Father said to the servants, bring out the best robe. The best one. Who is the best robe? Jesus is the best robe. You see, we're clothed in the best robe in Jesus, and that's why we're totally acceptable to the Father. He loves us. Bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And in verse 24, he says, this my son. This my son. He was lost, now he's found. Father is thrilled. This my son. You'll never be disowned by Heavenly Father. This my son. Is he wonderful? If you're born of God, you are truly his son and always will be his son. And the benefits of being God's son are only yours and mine as we live close to him. It's a whole secret of living close to him. How would you live close to him? How practically would you live close to Father? Talk to him. Prayer, speaking to him. Worshiping him. The word, letting him speak to you through the word. Thanking him. Thank you, Father, that I'm your son. Thank you, Father, I'm secure. Thank you, Father, all my bad mistakes, all my wrong choices, all been paid for in Christ Jesus. I'm in your house permanently secure as your son. I'm a co-heir with Christ. I share all your love. I share all your peace. I share all your joy. I share all your, whatever you need practically. Father says, I'll add all that to you. No, you just stay close to me. I'll add the lot to you. You go about my business. I'll add everything to you. You do what I show you to do. I'll add the lot. Last thought. Jesus, his son, never moves from Father's side. No, Jesus never moves. He's permanently at the right hand of the Father, and he is in you. So his whole work is going to be to keep you at Father's right hand so that you can receive everything from him. Is that wonderful? I'm not even staying at Father's right hand by my own energies. I'm staying at Father's right hand by Christ's work in me who keeps me there. He's my keeper. Praise God. He's wonderful. Praise God. He will never force anything on you. No, he'll never force anything on you. He's not going to force his blessings on you. And they're all freely there. And the question is whether you and I will come with childlike faith and say, Father, I'm receiving this from you now. I'm receiving this from you now. Praise God. Do you see his love bigger than anything else? Father's love, it's bigger than anything else. It's bigger than any situation that will ever come up in life. His love is much, much bigger than all that. And his powerful love can keep you and me in perfect peace and security through any situation in life. It's wonderful. Amen. Amen. Well, if you want, you have a conversation now with Father from out of this word. You say what you want to say to him. There's more rejoicing in heaven over the one who repents than the 99 who don't need to repent. Glory to God. Every time you think, Lord, I'm stepping right out of all this I'm in right now and I'm coming to you and I'm living at your side. Boy, you start a party in heaven every time you do it. Praise God. You have your conversation with the Lord. You are always with me, and everything I have is yours. Thank you, Jesus. The Father in the parable is pointing to our magnificent Heavenly Father. You are with me always, and everything I have is yours. Stay in the palace. Stay in the palace. Would that be good? Stay in the palace. Leave the pigsty for the world. You live in the palace. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're the glory and the lifter of my head, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You forgave all my sin, all my foolishness, all my wrongdoing. You've forgiven it all, Lord. And you've lifted my head up and given me my dignity and given me a position beside you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, you get this CD and you enjoy it during the